The best of both conventional and alternative medicine. It's the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Hi, folks. Thanks so much for being with me. You know, I went to Cambodia a couple weeks ago. I was there for 10 days. I'm working with an organization called Wide Open Wings. So acronym there would be WOW. And it was a total WOW experience for me. But what we try to do there, I worked with another organization, a non-governmental organization called Development and Gardens. And I mean, these are really developing countries. And we helped these developing, or I would say, I don't know, not so developing villages learn to build gardens and grow food for themselves so they could not only have it, but also sell it to the market and actually increase their revenue as we build up English-speaking schools. Because when those kids and those women have access to learning English, they have more opportunity. And so building schools and building these gardens, it was such an amazing experience for me. And just, I've never been to a third world country. And so it was just fantastic for me to have some perspective. And I got to tell you something, I'm writing a blog right now about it and I'll share it with you more, but they have so little and gosh darn it, they seem so happy. And it was just, it was kind of amazing to me, even flying back. It was American-run airline. I'll just keep it sort of simple and tell you that. And you could just tell, like, even going over there, it was different. Everybody was very happy, and their customer service was amazing. And coming back, I was just like, oh my gosh, what is wrong with us Americans? We have so much, and we seem to be so unhappy. So I'm still scratching my head about that one, because I sometimes fall into that category. But one of the reasons I'm telling you this story is they had the most peculiar signs. And sometimes maybe this is it. The simple gets it, right? And here's what it was. I saw a picture and it said, food is an important part of a balanced diet. And that's it. It was a sign. It was on a restaurant and it just said that. It said, food is an important part of a balanced diet. And I didn't know whether to think, oh my gosh, this is one of the most brilliant things I've ever read, or to laugh and go, oh my gosh, this is one of the most Captain Obvious things ever. Or but I took a picture of it, took a picture of the sign, and it'll probably be part of my blog, because food is one of the most important things of a balanced diet. And we talk about diet and nutrition all the time, right? And you know, one of the things that I shout at the mountaintop to folks is that if you look up diet in the dictionary, because obviously diet has been completely connotated. There's this diet, that diet, should you go on a diet? But if you look up, good old Webster says that diet equals habitual nourishment. How, as a habit, do you nourish yourself? Boy, I gotta tell you, when I look at it that way, it has changed the way that I work with people. Because sometimes we can get down, just like my first guest today said, hey, it's sometimes about the emotional, the spiritual. It's most of the time about all of this stuff, not just the physical. How do people really feel about nourishing themselves? Do they feel worthy of it? Do they feel that, you know, they are practicing self-neglect and that whole diet thing comes in? Well, I think that food is medicine. I do. And we can use our food as medicine. But, you know, food can be causative or it can be curative. Certainly food products and all of the agricultural advancements in our country can be causative to the inflammation and chronic disease we have. But we can also use food as medicine. And that's how I like to use it. And so today, my long-winded introduction to this segment is that I want to talk about spices. Because I know it's just a little dab will do ya, but sometimes a little dab is all you need. These spices that we can use are so amazing, and they're so medicinal. I'm going to go through at least 7 of them for you, because here's the thing. You know, a lot of times what we want and our palates have been kind of trained to just crave, whether it's salt or whether it is sugar or whether it is fat, like whatever it is that can sort of satiate us. I mean, I think that we've really set the bar high because we've got so many additives and fillers and, you know, we need more stimulation from our food. One of the things that can be very helpful in home cooking is if you have a chance to get and use spices, because that can really flavor up that food. When I was in Cambodia, I ate so well because they use so many natural ingredients from the ground. They don't have the money to do the big kind of corporate farming that we have had happen. And so their food is very simple, but gosh darn it, is it flavorful and full of wonderful things. So let's start out with oregano. Oh my gosh, oregano. Mm. Here's the big deal here with oregano. And this, I have to tell you, comes from my good friends at Care2. I'm always pulling things from their website because it's so darn informational. Oregano, vitamin K is hard to find nutrient for so many people, but get this, a teaspoon of oregano actually has 6 micrograms. It's loaded with antioxidants, 6 micrograms of vitamin K. And there's actually been some research that has been shown that oregano essential oil can actually effectively ward off the stomach flu. I do give volatile oregano. So it comes in kind of like a vitamin E little capsule, and certainly viruses. We kind of call it biocidal, viruses, bacteria, fungus even. A big bad dose of oregano can do you some good when you're cleaning up those infections that can come in. So don't forget about oregano. Cinnamon, believe it or not, this spice can help to regulate blood sugar. There's been so much research, folks, on cinnamon across the last several decades for those with prediabetes and diabetes. It's well known to reduce fasting blood glucose levels and can be extremely beneficial in insulin management. There you have it. Okay, and what we're not talking about, we're talking about consuming half a teaspoon a day. That can actually help reduce the risk for diabetes and heart disease in only 6 weeks. So whole grain, whole oatmeal in the morning, the half a teaspoon of cinnamon, it is right there. Or, you know, put it in anything that you can get it in. Put it in your smoothie. Cinnamon, rosemary. Here's a cool thing. Now, we all know that cooking meat at high temperatures can produce really bad, harmful free radicals and something called heterocyclic amines. They're cancer-causing. So what you can do, though, is marinate meat in a mixture containing rosemary, because it has the potential to reduce the formation of free radicals by as much as 84%. And you know how aromatic rosemary is. It's so wonderful for the taste of the meat, and it also protects from that high heat if you're going out for that barbecue, okay? Curry powder, oh my. Well, we talk about curcumin, we talk about turmeric. So curry powder, every curry powder blend is different. I have a bunch of spices with curry in it, and I have to tell you, they're all different. But that mainstay of all of them is the turmeric, and turmeric is a wonderful spice. We all know it's hugely anti-inflammatory, and in fact, it's a powerful anti-inflammatory agent. Curcumin is 50 times more potent than vitamin C, and we always are talking about vitamin C, and I think vitamin C is an incredible ingredient, but here comes. So turmeric, just to let you know, it is that lovely root. Now, the active ingredient is the curcumin and the curcuminoids, okay? So it's really important. I have to tell you this, though. You're going to have to eat a lot of turmeric. This is the one thing where if you want that big anti-inflammatory, antioxidant capabilities of turmeric, even though it's a wonderful, wonderful spice, and every day having it, of course, is going to give you benefit. But look for a absorbable curcumin. There's BCM95. Is a absorbable curcumin. There is Mariva, is an absorbable form of curcumin where you can actually get it into the body, because that's very important. Cumin, oh my gosh, cumin, I love the taste of cumin because I make a lot of savory dishes. But hey, if you're iron deficient, this is the way to go. A tablespoon of cumin seeds provides 22% of the RDA, not that we really take a look at the RDA, but that's a lot. It's excellent just so many different things. And you can grind these seeds. So cumin is something that you can use all the time, every single day. The last one I'm going to give you, that capsaicin and cayenne pepper. You want to totally boost your metabolic furnace? There you go. Cayenne pepper is absolutely 100% clinically studied to assist in healthy weight and appetite management. You can sprinkle some on avocado deviled eggs. Doesn't that sound good? Super healthy lunch. Avocado deviled eggs. Think about that. Remember that. Spices, food is medicine, and food is part of a very balanced diet. So that's it, folks. I am Dr. Holly Lucille. Thank you so much for listening. This is Radio MD and Mindful Medicine. You can always follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and you should, at Your Radio MD. We'll be right back.